Welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltek, your host, speaking to you from Australia. And this is episode 2. In this episode, I'll be presenting news, as well as your feedback. Plus, I'll be speaking with Wendy Athorn, who is our scribe within the temple. And of course, I'll be giving you a bonus free Ascended Master lecture. And this episode, it's from the Egyptian Ascended Master, Akhenaton. News and updates. Well, I thought I'd take the opportunity to update you on my White Star Temple book. Those of you who've journeyed to my website will know that for some time I've been in the process of compiling the Ascended Master lectures from within the White Star Temple into a companion book. And this book will feature all of the lectures found within the first 4 audio sets of the Melchizedek University. So it's a fantastic introduction to the White Star Temple, to the various Ascended Masters who teach us and help us expand within the temple, as well as an incredible body of knowledge at a cosmic level. So when I first began creating this book, I felt it was going to be quite straightforward, and Wendy Athorn, whom I'll be speaking to a little later in this episode, kindly volunteered to transcribe all of the Ascended Master lectures that have come through the White Star Temple so far, which is a huge undertaking. Anyway, she transcribed the first 4 audio sets over a year ago, and I thought it was just going to be a simple matter of spell-checking the transcripts and laying them out in book form. Well, I was wrong. Once I actually put these transcripts into a book form and started reading them, and giving other people copies to read as well to get feedback, I soon realized that the spoken word and the written word are very different, so that the transcripts didn't read at all as well as the experience of actually listening to the original recordings. And that's because we do speak differently. We often go on different tangents as we speak and start and stop sentences midway, and so on. And this is what happened with the transcripts. They became quite confusing, which meant that it was a little bit of hard work accessing the concepts. So I decided, and the feedback I was getting from the others who were reading these texts confirmed this, that the transcripts would have to be what I call plain Englished. That is, tweaked so that grammatically it made sense in a written format and that the concepts flowed while still keeping the flavour and the integrity of the Ascended Master's words and personality. And that took a long time to do. It was a big job to plain English essentially what's over 100 lectures. But that task has been done, and I had 2 volunteers, both of whom are part of my White Star Temple group, Jenny and Susanna, who kindly worked with me over that year to painstakingly make these lectures a beautiful and profound reading experience. So that part of it's been done. And what's happening now is that we're at the last stage of putting this book together. We're proofing it, correcting it, doing a last spell check, and so on, getting it ready to actually go to a printer. My intention is to not self-publish this book. I would much rather just get a few copies printed and then submit those copies to established publishers around the world. because it's a huge expense to publish a book, particularly one that will be around about 200 pages. And it's also a huge expense from where I'm living in Australia to actually ship these books around the world. It's phenomenally expensive in postage because we literally are here in Australia at the bottom of the world. So that's my intention, to get the book picked up by other publishers who are already established and to get this book into New Age bookstores all around the world. However, I will be doing a short print run, as I've said, just to get these books to the publishers, but I'll do some extra copies to make available on my website. So you can purchase it, but there will be limited copies. So if you would like me to put aside a copy of the White Star Temple book, let me know. Get in touch at melchizedekuniversity.com. Email me, give me your name, and let me know that you want a copy put aside for you. They will go quickly, and they may not be a second run through me. And lastly, the only other thing I wish to mention was some good news, that this podcast has been picked up by iTunes, which is fantastic, considering that iTunes has, or at least iPods, have at least 70% of the world audio market. So that's a fantastic form of exposure for us. And it also means that you can actually now subscribe, if you wish, to this podcast through iTunes and receive every episode automatically. Well, this is the segment of the podcast where I share your feedback. And you may know that I run several temple groups within Australia. And recently I spoke to Clear in Sydney, as it was her first time within the White Star Temple. So Clear, what was your experience of the energies?
I felt an amazing tingling in my feet when the ruby ray was introduced, and a beautiful sort of tingling in my crown chakra, and just a lot of peace, and just a lot of connection, really, to all that is. It's beautiful.
Lovely. How did you resonate to the Ascended Masters who came through tonight?
Well, when I first went into the Star Temple, I did see Jesus or Sananda to begin with. So I did connect with that energy. And, I found the Buddha energy very beautiful and very subtle. And then when Sananda came in, I felt the build up of the energy. And then, it was very powerful, but sort of an empowering, powerful and expansiveness. Lovely.
Thank you so much, Clear, for sharing your words. I'm here with Wendy Athorn, and Wendy's been part of my White Star Temple circle for probably about 18 months now, if not longer. And in that time, she's kindly been transcribing all of the lectures that have come through the temple. So, Wendy, in your experience, what is the difference between hearing the lectures and actually reading the lectures?
Well, Soltek, there is quite a bit of difference. For myself, I find that I can read them and absorb them so much better. The hearing is lovely because you get the energy and you get the feeling, but for information, it is better to read them.
Okay. You've been transcribing them from the very beginning, right up until the current lectures, because they are ongoing at this time. Do you see that there is a clear progression in the teachings themselves?
Very much so, actually. I noticed that in the beginning, whilst the lessons were marvellous, they have gone beyond that to show us the vastness of creation in in a very huge form.
Okay. And have you found that those concepts that have been brought through have actually expanded your awareness?
Immeasurably. And also in the fact that I treasure creation so much more.
Lovely. Having been exposed to so many of the Ascended Masters who come to the White Star Temple, do you find that you have a particular resonance or soft spot for anyone in particular?
Well, I know they're all extremely helpful, but possibly it is, I definitely have to say, Mother Mary. Because she talked about what is really at the root of all our feelings, and that is a feeling of great separation. And I think obviously that separation is virtually from the divine that we came from.
Yes, and of course Mary comes through as a very different aspect of herself, doesn't she?
Well, it's even hard to comprehend as she describes it, how she her energy is hard for us to comprehend. I have absolutely full trust she would never say anything that wasn't correct.
Okay. And lastly, how would you describe how the White Star Temple energies and the teachings have affected you on a day-to-day level?
My outlook has become much wider. My sympathy, empathy has also sharpened. And also a great, I suppose, awareness of the divinity in everything, from the least particle to the highest particle.
Beautiful. Wendy, thank you so much. And I'm sure that we'll be chatting to you again sometime. And of course, the transcripts that Wendy's kindly being the scribe for are going to be compiled into at least two White Star Temple books at this time. So the first of which I'll probably be publishing a little later in the year, but I'll keep you updated. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you very much, Soltec.
Lastly, we come to the Ascended Master Lecture from within the White Star Temple. And for this episode, I've chosen a more recent lecture from the Egyptian Ascended Master Akhenaten, and I've called it What is Light? And Akhenaten, for those of you who are not familiar with him, incarnated upon the earth in Egyptian times as the Pharaoh Akhenaten, and he's historically famous for having introduced the one god system into Egyptian times. Unfortunately, he was assassinated and the Egyptian people reverted to their multi-god system. But since then, he has ascended and become an ascended master. And we know him by his incarnated name, Akhenaten. And I've worked with Akhenaten for many years now, and he has a wonderful energy. With this White Star Temple lecture, he touches upon the nature of light, but in a way that is truly captivating. And what I really liked about it was how he went into an explanation of the multiple spectrums and layers contained within light. Light, of course, being the living light of God. He also goes into an explanation of how our Creator creates all pathways for us, whether or not we will ever take those pathways. The options have already been thought into existence, just in case we do make different choices. He says it, of course, so much better than me, but it struck a chord with me. It's quite a long lecture, a little bit over 20 minutes, but it's well worth listening to. And of course, as ever, the true wisdom comes through the energies. So I do encourage you to take the time to sit quietly, go into your normal meditative state of mind, and then play this recording. It will bring greater meaning to the experience, and the energies speak to the soul of you. The words, of course, are beautiful and distract your mind, while the energies from the higher dimensions through the White Star Temple, as I've said, bring the greater wisdom. As ever, your thoughts and feedback are welcome upon this lecture or any lecture that you come across through the White Star Temple. If you have further insights, that would be fantastic, and I welcome you getting in touch and sharing these with us all. And you can email me at melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com, and Melchizedek is spelled MelchizedEk. So enough from me. I hope you enjoy Akhenaton's words, and I thank you for listening to this episode of the White Star Temple podcast, and hopefully you'll join me next time. I'm Soltek. Bye for now. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, that whom you would know as the Oversoul of the Egyptian Master Akhenaton. And so it is a great pleasure indeed to come forth amongst you. And we are within this White Star Temple, and so it is that there is a unification of energies. And perhaps you are feeling my vibration about you, for it is truly vast. And I wish to speak but briefly, for the emphasis is upon the energies this day. And I ask that you would perceive that the white star that sits above this temple casts down into this temple a beautiful column of God's light reflected from Source. And it radiates outward throughout this whole structure, however you wish to see it. And light, my friends, is an incredible manifestation, is it not? And often we speak of light, and you speak of light. We all visualize light, and so forth. But what is light? It has been said that it is the physical expression or manifestation of unconditional love, and there is some truth to this, but it is so much more. It is almost beyond comprehension. And light is experienced at many levels of refinement, and light is experienced as rays and so on. But the light that I am speaking of is the light that permeates the whole of creation, the light that is the one and only living light, the light that has the supreme intelligence within. But what is light? Why is light? So the light that you picture before you, perhaps that you even indeed experience tangibly, is a reflection of divinity. And how is it that divinity manifests as light. Why do we associate light with divinity? And how is it that we speak of our own radiance? Light is curious. It is, in its essence, a divine mystery. Yet to those whom experience directly, the one and only living light, it is phenomenal. It is the singularity. And you have learned of this many times over, that you ultimately are the singularity, fragmented into the multiple expressions that you inhabit. Which is why we all have our radiance, because the singularity is light. And light is everywhere, is everything. So does our Creator appear as light? Is light, let us say, the habitation of our Creator? We cannot know, but we do know that light permeates creation. And we do know that our Creator, which is the unmanifest, manifests within creation as God. And we associate light with God. And so the singularity is also God. The totality is both God and our Creator, the unmanifest. But back to light. We take light for granted, do we not? It so effortlessly rolls off our tongue in speech. We speak of each other's light, we speak of light workers, but what does this mean? I am not answering these questions for you, but rather I am giving you food for thought. For you to expand. And so the light that I have drawn down from the white star merges with your radiance, with my radiance, with the radiance of the temple itself. It is all light. In fact, I would venture to say that everything within existence is light. We know that everything within existence has consciousness, is an energy. But light is different. It is all this and more. And yet within the light, there are spectrums. It's so incredible that light expresses itself in so many ways. The light is infinite in its ability to define itself into so many levels of refinement. For it is God. And the light within, we know, is God. Yet light takes on such meaning, a according to consciousness. It's incredible. And the words do not at all do justice to that which I am, rather failingly, hoping to impart. But suffice to say, the purpose of my words is to inspire within you an awe and wonderment at the existence of light, as opposed to taking it for granted. And if you took away the definitions, if you took away the spectrums, the frequencies of light, you have just light, a blanket of light, which is the singularity. Yet when you place your consciousness within that singularity, then the frequencies, the spectrums, the definitions, you and I come to life. It is so ingenious. But outside of creation, you would see just the light. Yet held within the light is creation. Magical. It is just light. There is nothing else. But because of the supreme intelligence, light manifests into the illusion of absolutely everything. But when God comes to you, is it not as light? And even your physical form, as you well know, is light slowed down in its vibration to form flesh and blood, so to speak. But if you were to accelerate the particles of your physical body, then you come into your light body. Well, perhaps this is not new to you. But the light that is you is the light of supreme intelligence. God inhabits you. You are part of the living light. There is nothing else. And you have been with God since the beginning. It is such a strange word when we are operating within infinity. But in truth, there is a beginning. And so you and God, who is you, have traveled this path since the ancientness or the illusion thereof of the beginning of this particular holographic universe. How wonderful! God has always known you, and you have always known God. And God knows everything, not only of your future, what it is that you do, that is a given. We know of this. We know that God knows all there is to know. And in so doing, God also knows every decision, every action, every thought that you will not make. And that is important. For God sees and experiences all pathways. Otherwise, all pathways would not be open to you. And so at any given instance, so to speak, God will always know the consequence of any decision you are yet to make, or that you do not make. For every limitless possibility has been thought of by our Creator for you, so that pathways can be open, whether you take those pathways or not, based upon every thought, every action, every decision. It's breathtaking to know that every consequence, every twist and turn has already been thought of, even if you do not take that twist and turn. It doesn't matter. It has been pre-thought. And so God knows all. All of everything you will never do. It sounds like such a paradox. And God loves all of these possibilities, both negative and positive, in your physical realm. It makes no difference. God loves you so much that everything was thought before you. It's astonishing when you begin to integrate this concept that everything that you will not do has been thought. Just because one day you may do it, at least you are given the option. And we cannot fathom the absolute brilliance of mind that can manifest and sustain in its consciousness every possibility for every single consciousness in existence. It's as if creation were a giant chessboard and you are a chess piece. And there may be moves that you will never make as a chess piece, but the squares are there just in case you do. How beautiful, how loving, how giving. It's also incredible that every consciousness is held within the light, that light could have so much expression. My light differs from your light, but my light is God and your light is God, so how is this? It's incredible. So many layers. Each time that you draw light to you, each time that you ask that light be drawn to another, you are calling upon something so intricate. There is the temptation to use the term light as this blanket, generic description So next, when you choose to call upon light, when you choose to visualize it, remember how astonishing it is. Remember how incredibly multi-layered it is. Remember that it is the fabric of God in our universe that you are calling upon. It is not just an energy for energy's sake, it is divine expression. Perhaps it is even the outbreath of our Creator manifest. To work with light, to do this consciously, is to work with divinity itself within our existence. It is precious. And as you would honor God, and as God is light, then so you must honor light accordingly. And as you are light, and as your consciousness inhabits a spectrum of light, you must honor you accordingly. And even in your physical realm, if you are fortunate, of course you can see the beautiful radiant glow about nature. Perhaps you see the auras of others. It is all light. Your scientists have photographed light surrounding organic material. When you also next say, my love and light to you, as we do, think upon what you are saying. Well, it has been a pleasure. And this temple of light, and all of us here of light, is such beauty. It is all God here. It is all God here. God expressing in this multi-layered spectrum of being, which is you and I. Well, I could go on and on, but there is another to follow, and I shall remain. And I am the Oversoul of that whom you know as Akhenaton, Adonai.